On Monday's front page, the White House is laying out parameters for the coming discussion on withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. One option would have far more troops coming home far sooner than had been expected. Here in New York, the disarray in the system that houses residents who have developmental disabilities. And real-life cattle rustling in Texas. Special Ranger Hal Dumas and his deputies always get their man, and often it's a cowboy. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama's national security team is preparing a list of new reasons to make far steeper troop reductions in Afghanistan. The new strategic considerations, as they're called, will face opposition from outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates and from military commanders in the field. They favor gradual cuts. They don't want to risk undermining the gains they've reported since the troop surge 18 months ago. The national security team wants to take into account financial pressures. The White House also wants to press Afghan President Hamid Karzai to move faster toward taking the lead in the fight against the Taliban. Also on Monday's front page, Israeli forces fired at pro-Palestinian protesters on the Syrian frontier. It was the second time in 2 weeks that demonstrators tried to cross the border. That raised concern that a pattern was developing of struggles and confrontations. The protesters were mainly Palestinians from refugee camps in Syria. They considered the day a success because the Israelis opened fire on unarmed demonstrators. The Syrian news agency reported 22 protesters had been killed and more than 350 wounded. Israeli officials said those figures were exaggerated. Yemen's embattled president is in good condition after surgery in Saudi Arabia. President Ali Abdullah Saleh left Yemen for the Saudi capital on Saturday after he was wounded in an attack on the presidential compound. In the Yemeni capital, celebrations broke out among anti-government protesters who've been trying to oust him since January. The Saudi and American governments would like to use his medical time out to ease him out of office, but aides say he expects to return home to continue negotiations with the protesters. Monday's Times looks at the system that houses people with developmental disabilities here in New York. It's a system where abuse is tolerated. Since 2005, 7 developmental centers have failed inspections by the State Health Department. Among other things, it's supposed to check on residents' safety and living conditions. Our story looks at the case of a 13-year-old boy named Jonathan Carey. He was a skinny, autistic teenager who lived in a developmental center near Albany. He was crushed to death in a van by a state employee while another state worker watched in the rearview mirror. 2 new drugs can prolong the lives of people with advanced melanoma. Researchers say that's a sign of progress against that deadly form of skin cancer. Experts say that right now, people with melanoma that spread beyond the skin are expected to live about 6 to 10 months. The new drugs could extend that by 2 months or a bit more. Columnist Dan Barry is on the trail of cattle rustlers in Texas. Special Ranger Hal Dumas is the supervisor for 44 counties with 1.4 million head of cattle. He sent out an alert last month after a string of cattle heists that had to have been pulled off by someone with some cowboy in him. Dumas's deputies caught a suspect with a portable corral and more than 30 calves. Now ranchers are wondering why he broke their communal bond. Inside Monday's Times, 2 NATO service members died when their helicopter crashed in eastern Afghanistan. It was the latest in a string of crashes in recent weeks that remain under investigation. Sunday's crash happened in a mountainous area near the Pakistan border. The Taliban claimed responsibility, but NATO officials in Kabul said initial reports showed no hostile activity in the area. Monday's Business Day section says bank stocks took another tumble last week, this after Moody's warned it might downgrade the debt of giants like Bank of America and Citigroup. Monday's Business Day says big banks are facing some headwinds. New regulations scheduled to go in effect next month will cut revenues. The regulations cover everything from fees on debit card transactions to trading on Wall Street. By some estimates, the new rules on debit card fees could cost the top 25 banks $8 billion in lost revenue. For a lot of people, YouTube is pretty much synonymous with online video. But a startup called Blip TV says there's room for an alternative. Blip TV hosts web video shows and sells the ads that surround the screen while they're playing. It splits the ad revenue with the companies that produce the programs. Several of them expect 2011 to be a million-dollar year. Monday's Business Day section says Lady Gaga is becoming a force in Silicon Valley. She has deals with Hewlett-Packard and Amazon.com. She's also the first Twitter user to have more than 10 million followers. All that is mostly because of her business manager, Troy Carter. He's one of the people behind a startup called Backplane. It promises to help users manage online communities around specific interests like musicians and sports teams. It'll also integrate feeds from Facebook and Twitter. Here's one of television's worst-kept secrets. Katie Couric is about to announce she's signing with ABC to do a syndicated talk show. She talked with three of the four broadcast networks, as well as CNN, before going with ABC. All that interest came as Oprah Winfrey was winding up her show. One network negotiator said Ms. Couric could generate between $100 and $300 million in revenue. She's expected to get a slice of the profits. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.